Bonjour. Comment ça va? Wow, I feel like I'm in Louisiana. I think we're going to feel like we're in Louisiana tonight. We have a wonderful concert here tonight. We have some great Cajun and Creole music. And I have some good news and some even better news. We have a wonderful assortment of Cajun and Creole music. That's the good news. The even better news is I'm not going to play any of it. Thank goodness for that. We have a wonderful series tonight, a wonderful concert series this summer, and we're going to continue the concert series with this wonderful Cajun and Creole music. Just a reminder to you, please no camera, no picture taking, no cameras, no recording. The concert is being recorded for future sale. And tonight, we will begin tonight's concert with a theme. Let's start with a theme. I think the theme tonight should be family. Family theme. But it's because Cajun music and Cajun culture is all about family. Tonight we're going to talk about we're going to be with the family Poulard. Start out with the family Poulard, the brothers Poulard. Danny Poulard, Edward Poulard. Danny is a talented musician playing in around the Bay Area in California with the California Cajun Orchestra, winner of the Cajun French Music Awards for best group outside of Louisiana. Edward Poulard plays in around the Beaumont area in Texas, playing great Creole and Cajun music with Creole tradition and other artists. They will be supported by Chicago's own Cajun musician, Charlie Terre, and also on Triangle by the great Preston Frank. So please give a warm welcome to La Famille Poulard.
Thanks, everyone. Good to be back this year. I wasn't here last year, but the rest of these guys were up here. I'm sure everybody got a chance to spend a little time with them and see them. First thing I want everybody to do is give the whole Augusta staff a big round of applause for all the hard work they've been doing. So I'm through sucking up now, so we're gonna play some more music.
Thank you. again. I said, if I did, that it did. I get charged, can't even, c'est changé, mon idée. Quand tu manges mal et m'en manger.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Sound like what's that? Thank y'all. I just want to see everybody do this. Do it. Can y'all? Everybody in that front row can, I know. Everybody sitting out there stone faced, I just wanted to see if their cheeks would flex a little bit, you know. Thank you.
c'est pas qu'on fait, tu fais tout ça, ça s'en fait du mal. Oh, ça s'en fait du mal.
Thank you. We're gonna slow it down a little bit. I'd like to tell y'all a little story first, though, if that's okay. I think we got time for one lie. I saw a friend of mine recently. I hadn't seen in years. He was sitting, he was a homeless person, what one would consider a homeless person. He was sitting on the side of the curb, just crying his eyes out. I lost everything. I lost my wife. I walked up to him and asked him what the hell was wrong with him. He said, man, I had the biggest house you never did see. I had the prettiest car. Sure is quiet in here. I had the prettiest car you ever seen. And boy, you should have seen my girlfriend. My girlfriend was so fine. He was crying his eyes out. I lost it all. I said, now, what the hell happened? He said, my wife found out. Okay, we're gonna stop lying and play.
I use my left. viens pas tout mis sur la table à ma maison.
Thank you. Y'all having a good time? I can't hear. I know Elkins can do better than that.
One more.
We were just informed that we have to leave. We're gonna do one quick, I don't know how quick, but you'll see. Kind of acknowledge the help we got up here. Wait a minute, y'all. Want to thank Preston Frank for joining us. Preston Frank, Swallow, Louisiana. Charlie Turr from Chicago, Illinois. My brother from San Francisco. And me from Beaumont, Texas, Ed Poulard. Thank you, good night.
Let's continue. Give it a big hand for Danny Poulard, Edward Poulard, Charlie Tarrant, Preston Frank. Woo! As we say back home, talk about good, huh? All right. Oh, now, before we go any further, we're going to have up in a few minutes La Famille Vedrine, the Vedrine family coming up. But before that, I'm not even going to pretend to attempt to do what Austin did Tuesday night. I have papers. I have notes to make these wonderful announcements because, as Eddie said, I have a very good memory, but it's short. And first of all, the Timber Frame class is going to raise their building Friday after lunch. Their site is the amphitheater at the bottom of the hill beside the tennis courts. Come by and see a building in the making. Take a moment on Friday to visit the various craft classes. You'll be amazed to see some of the wonderful, wonderful creations coming from our Augusta craft students. Don't forget the Augusta Store Annex located in the lobby. It's to be open during the intermission and immediately after the concert. The store has a new stock of Eddie Lejeune and Jesse Leger CDs as well. And we'd also like to thank JoJo's Florist for our silk trees we have here in downtown Elkins. And we'd like to thank all who donated to our silent auction, and benefit of will be, of course, the upgrade to the equipment for here at the Augusta Heritage Center. You know, I was thinking about this wonderful music, you know, and I was thinking, it reminded me of two brothers, two old Cajun musicians. They were really, really wonderful musicians. They love musicians, and they love music, and they love playing. They love the old musicians, and they loved also having a really good time. And they were concerned. They said, well, they believed in living a virtuous life, and they were thinking about, they believed in it, but they also liked to, stray from the path every now and then. And they got to thinking about heaven. And they said, I was wondering what heaven would be like. They said, you know, if there's no music there, I don't want to go. And so one of the brothers, the brothers made a promise. They said, well, if one of us dies before the other one, we get up there to heaven. What we do is we'll see if we can arrange to come back as a spirit of some sort and let the other one know what heaven is like. And it just so happened one of the brothers died before the other. And a few weeks later, the brother who survived was laying one night in bed and all of a sudden heard this creaking sound, and all of a sudden there was the spirit of his other brother. He says, brother, wow, you're here, you came down from heaven. He says, oh yeah. He says, well, tell me, what is heaven like? He says, oh, heaven, oh, it's wonderful. It's one great big dance every night. We have all the great musicians are there. Dewey Bolfa, Iri Lejeune, Harry Schultz, all the legendary Cajun musicians. We play, fiddle, accordion every night, one night after the other. He says, that's wonderful. That's some very good news. He says, yeah, it's wonderful good news. He says, and he says, everybody's welcome. We got wonderful news. But I do have some bad news for you. He says, you mean there's bad news? He says, yeah. What's the bad news? You're booked to play the dance tomorrow night. Coming up, we have a wonderful treat for you. We have the Vedrine family, a wonderful Cajun family, going to be playing some music for us. John Vedrine, we have John Vedrine here, who's been going to play accordion for us. John and Jane have played with Eric and Clay Chapman and playing Cajun music for a long time. Jane Vedrine, who plays with Magnolia Sisters, playing on guitar and playing, doing some wonderful singing. We also have their young son, Joseph Vedrine, who will be playing the triangle. And they'll be joined by one of our most talented fiddle players, Mr. Eldridge Aguilar. So without further ado, please welcome La Famille Vedrine and Eldridge Aguilar.
While we're kind of getting set up here, I'd just like to take a minute to thank the staff at Augusta. They've done a fantastic job. I mean, you got people that are setting up tents and moving furniture around in the middle of the night and cooking and moving and food and everything. And I just, my heartfelt thanks for all of those folks, sound people and everything. Our trip here has been absolutely excellent. I'd also like to dedicate this little bit of a set that we're going to do here to a couple of very, very good friends, Christine and Dirk, to Jenny and Tracy, and to MJ and Andy for their kind words that I think has led to us being invited over here. It's been fantastic. I'd like to start off with my theme in all this is that as I've been here my first time to Augusta, that I've noticed all these fine people trying to learn and doing a very fine job of learning Cajun music that has interested them from some point and some place that they've come to this. And it's been a mirror held to my face. And I've noticed and I've shared some experiences with these of my own, having learned the music. And I come from Mamou, Louisiana, and I've learned from some musicians that unfortunately are no longer with us. But these are some of the tunes that I would like to play for you tonight, these arrangements of those folks that impressed me when I first started. The first song I'd like to play for you is called Prairie Drone. And it was first recorded, and my memory of them was played by two gentlemen from Mamou named Cyprien and Adon Landrino. They were not related, but they were like brothers. Thank you very much.
One of the things that I like to do is to sing the old songs that don't have any accompaniment at all, and most of them are about this long. But I'll sing you a short one. It's called Je voudrais bien me marier. I want to get married. But there's all kind of things that giving me second thoughts. And the notices are all published in the church, and the money is all counted. But when I think about it, I know it's going to be that we're just at home, kind of bored, and my husband's going to be grumbling all the time, and my kids are going to be crying. So no, I don't want to get married. It's not my experience. Je voudrais bien mais me marier. Je crains trop de la pauvreté. Tout ça me gêne. Tout à présent qu'on est marié, faudrait inviter tous ces embarras. Les bannes publiées, les gens les comptés. Tout ça me gêne. Tout à présent qu'on est marié, les petits bras ronds, le mari grognon, tout ça me gêne. Non, grand Dieu, je marierai pas. What's next? La bêtard.
This next tune I'd like to play for you is called La Bétaille. And I learned this song actually from a recording, but I remember the gentleman who did that recording, and his name was Ison Fontenot. I lived, again, in Mamou, and a young boy. I was probably about 9 years old, and Monsieur Ison lived right behind my house. And Monsieur Ison was a very interesting person to me because he repaired lawnmowers. And, you know, his yard was scattered with lawnmower carps all over the place, and there was always all kinds of parts and pieces, and he was a very interesting-looking guy because, you know, he had the old Cajun face, and his hands and fingers were always full of oil, and as a youngster, of course, young guy, I just liked to hang around, and so he was a very interesting figure for me, but whenever we'd be hanging around and I'd be trying to fiddle with his things and he'd be trying to force me out of the yard or what have you, if anybody would show up, he would immediately stop his work and he'd play a song. And it was kind of, that's what he did. He played harmonica, the hop-a-bouche, and he played many wild and crazy songs. But this one, La Bétaille, actually it translates to a wild thing. Bétaille is a wild thing. And the words of this song basically are that he is a wild thing, and he's leaving home. And he's leaving with a jug of wine on his saddle horn and brass knuckles in his pocket, and nobody's crying because he's gone.
Ça fait mal, la bétail à yeux bleus, la bétail à feux roux. Et gardez donc à Yuvalet, des prix 400, pâti, moche et moche, amour, avec le jug à plombeau. Il fait rire dans ma peau, j'ai crié bye bye, bye bye à la belle, y'a personne qui est dépendu. On va, moi tout seul, la maison est pris dans la mariée, marie. Yeux bleus, la bétail à Jérusalem, et gardez donc à Yuvalet, des prix à 300, bâti, moche, moi, chambeau, avec le jug à plambeau, et ferri dans la porte, j'ai crié bye bye, bye bye à la belle, y'a personne qui dit pendait. On va m'attirer à la maison, plus pure la Marie, Marie.
good time.
Thank you very much. Thank you. As you could probably tell so far, we've done some kind of obscure tunes. These are not the average dance hall tunes, and we're not actually the average dance hall band. Jane and I prefer to play on the porch at our house, and that's pretty much where we were found. We do play some festivals and workshops here and there, and whenever we're invited, and we're glad to do them. But for the most part, we play family gatherings in a social atmosphere, and so we can get away with playing some of these tunes. But these are the ones that we truly, really like. Well, we truly like them all, absolutely. And we like these older tunes and pay homage to those who taught them to us and where we picked them up from. And I picked them up from a whole arrangement of people. In Mamou, they have all kind of names. Like I mentioned, Cyprian, Adon Langino, and Ice Infantino, Austin Pete, Nathan Abshar, the Baffa brothers, Dewey Baffa, y'all are very familiar with. He's been to Augusta several times. Aubrey de Villiers, Roy Fuselier, Roy Fontenot, Sadie and Dennis Corville. And the list goes on and on and on. And as a youngster and growing up to be a young man, I got an opportunity to see a lot of these people and visit with them and pick up some things. But probably the person that influenced me the most was my grandfather. My grandfather, his name was Avob Langino. And Avob lived in Mamou, and he was a farmer. He was a rice farmer all his life. And he played accordion. He played five tunes on the accordion, you know. And they weren't all that great either, but it was really fantastic because as a youngster, I mean, I was totally, you know, just blown away by this guy playing this accordion, and he was my grandfather. Of course, all the other family just kind of did it all. No, he's got the accordion again. You know, he pulled it out the pickup truck, and we had barbecues and stuff. We go to camps. Do y'all go to camps here? Do y'all have camps?
This is camp.
This is camp. Y'all leave to go to camp. In Mamou, we have camps, you know, on the lake. You know, we got these little cabans, these little shacks that we build out there, and we cover them with tar paper or what have you. Got a tin roof, got a stove in there, and we all get together and go to the camp. The whole family goes to the camp, and we cook, because that's what we do. You know, we eat, eat, and we play music, and we cook. And we go to the camp. Mamou is a town of about like 1,800 people, you know, in the wintertime, you know, when everybody comes to town to stay warm. So we all go to the camp, which is about like 8 miles away, you know, to get out of the pressures of the city. So we would go to the camp and we'd make barbecue or what have you, you know, and here comes Papa. Papa pull out the accordion and everybody go, oh no, he's got the accordion again. But I'd just sit there and I'd stare at him and I'd watch him. So after a while, he realized that I had some kind of interest on it, so he decided that he was going to form a family band. And so he figured that I was going to be the recipient or the person that was going to help form this family band, so he bought me an instrument. And this is the instrument he bought me, a tifrao. And man, I was thrilled. And so he would say, or he told me, he said, "See, Chan, jouez ça." And so I'd like to introduce to you my son, Joseph. Joseph Vedrine, could you please come out here for a moment? Chanjo, Shuesa. And I'd also like to introduce to you a friend of ours from Mamou, actually from the Yunus area, Mr. Eldridge Aguilard. And Mr. Eldridge, please. Mr. Eldridge is one of those people that I can add to the name of list of musicians from Mamou. Mr. Eldridge has been living in North Yunus for quite a few years. He's traveled the United States playing music. He's played bluegrass music. He's played country and western music. He's won uncounted number of fiddle contests all over Southwest Louisiana and other places. He's played with just about every musician that played in the dance hall circuit, I suppose, in Louisiana. Mark Savoy, he played with Mark Savoy for quite a few years in Texas. And it's a privilege to have him on stage with us. So I enjoy it. Thank you for having me. This song I'd like to play for you is called Ey Mama Ashte Dio, and this is one of my grandpa's tunes, one of the five. I kind of added the bridge, he didn't know that one. Ey This next recording is called Lonesome Pie. And Eldridge requested this one.
This is Eldridge's favorite tune, and I have to agree with him.